Lamentations chapter 3, verses 52 to 58. Jeremiah's Ebenezer, if that word is unknown to you, Jeremiah's testimony of the way God has led him, the way that God has sustained him and blessed him. The word is Ebenezer. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 52 to 58. He gives his experience. He sets out the way that God has heard him in his cries. Those who were my enemies without cause hunted me like a bird. They tried to end my life in a pit and threw stones at me. The waters closed over my head, and I thought I was about to be cut off. Some of this is figurative, no doubt. He's picturing himself in the sea, drowning. But the ending of his life in a pit, of course, that was literal. He was thrown into a well and began to sink in the mud, as we know. And why? Because he was confronting Judah with the word of God, with God's word to them for their sins, God's rebuke of Judah for their sins, their paganism, their idolatry, their worldliness, their declension, their apostasy, their misuse of the law, their neglect of the law. And Jeremiah confronted all this and challenged them over leaving the covenant. They were his enemies without cause. Well, the cause was they wanted to go on with their paganism and they hated Jeremiah, but they had no real cause. They should have loved him for rebuking them and bringing them back to God. But they hunted him like a bird. They wanted to snuff him out. Let's get rid of him and put him out. And what did Jeremiah do? Verse 55, I called on your name, O Lord. I pleaded with you. I spread before you my case. From the depths of the pit, even down in the well, like Jonah from the belly of the great fish, crying out to God. And you heard my plea, verse 56. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. That's what Jeremiah was crying out. He wasn't saying his prayers. He was really praying. I often say my prayers, but do I ever really pray? He's in desperate straits. Lord, don't close your ears to my cry. No, you didn't. You listened to me. You came near when I called. You didn't forsake me. The Bible says even when we're old, down to old age, God will not forsake us. When we're cast aside, when we seem useless, when we are perhaps useless, God still cares for us and carries us. You came near when I called you. And you said, you spoke to me. And he speaks to me. And he talks to me. And he walks with me. He tells me I am his own. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. How many times we get this in the Bible? Don't be afraid. I've used this illustration before. I was shocked one day when I met someone very early in my relationship with them, knowing them. This person said, I'm never afraid. Amazing. The Bible is full of do not fear, fear not. See, even to Abraham, the mightiest in faith. And I think the most startling one is when Abraham had just conquered the kings. The first thing God says to him is, fear not, because we are afraid. Look at Elijah. He has tremendous success on Carmel, then he's scared out of his wits. Of course we're afraid. Oh, Lord, you said to me, you called me, you drew near to me, and you said, don't be afraid. Oh, Lord, you took up my case, you redeemed my life. Here is my Ebenezer. The Lord came and helped me. You have seen, oh, Lord, my troubles and so on. I leave it there. Verse 58, O Lord, you took up my case, you redeemed my life. The Psalms are full of teaching like this. Not simply teaching, but experience like it. You get it in the Acts of the Apostles, experiences. The believers being persecuted, the believers suffering, the believers being rejected, being stoned, being cast out in prison, whatever. The end of their resources, and they trust in the Lord. And he intervenes and delivers them. Now, of course, God doesn't always deliver the prophets. God doesn't always, didn't always deliver the prophets. He doesn't always deliver his people today. Sometimes we have to go through the suffering, and he sustains us in it. But we can raise an Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. As John Newton said, each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to see me quite through. And can he have taught me to trust in his name, and thus far hath brought me to put me to shame? Well, brother, well, sister, are you in distress today? Do you feel lonely, cast off, because you're standing for God in that situation, in a church or in a family or whatever it might be, and you're trying to raise the note of God and the voice of God and call people back to God? You're trying to call sinners to Christ. You're trying to edify the people of God. You're trying to glorify God, and you're rejected, hated, ostracized, neglected, put to one side. Spread your case like Hezekiah did. Spread it like a letter before the Lord. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And you too will have this Ebenezer. Remember Cowper's hymn? Don't waste your breath talking to others about it. Well, you can tell them, but really spend your time and energy in talking to God about it. I call on your name, O Lord, and I spread my case before you, and you heard me. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins, our sorrows, our griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And how foolish I am, how sinful I am, ever to neglect spreading my case before the Lord. Thou, God, seest me, said Hagar. Let's spread our case before the Lord, brother and sister. Jeremiah did. And then we shall have our Ebenezers. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us.